Welcome to Fresh Fridays. You are now in tune into WIBSRadio.com.
Mr. ECP.
And I tell you what,
you gotta know what his business is about and how his business is ran.
Different.
Well, so man, you know, I'm just curious. I just want to know because it sounds familiar. I done heard that name before, man.
You just see
if it's the same one.
Come in here now.
Yeah. They call me Mr. ECP.
Economic corporate.
Check it. Mr. ECP.
Economic corporate.
As I step up in the building, everybody see that man with that Liberty Bell tie on again and suit on again, walking around the place, getting to know everybody, shaking their hands. Yeah, y'all know who I am. I'm that one that be making the moves that a lot of people didn't know about, didn't know about, didn't know who that dude was. Man, back in 2010, they knew about me. Come up in with that derby hat on and walking around with them, let's see, them like almost skaters on. That's what the color was, it was green. Cause you should've knew me as the one that was coming through the chase on the green. Started out in the place with a Cooterville, riding around with the gloves on it. But now you know I'm back on my feet again, walking around and, yeah, things a little weird again. But I'm still doing everything I can to keep on going. Everybody know who I am. Everybody know the name. Everybody been screaming. Y'all know the name that been screaming. They call me Mr. ECP.
Economic
up in the game. Mr. ECP. Coming through the brain. They call me Mr. ECP.
Economic
up in the game. They call me Mr. ECP. In your brain. Mr. ECP. Up in the game. Mr. ECP. Up in your brain. Mr. ECP. Up in the game. Well, yeah, they know me, the one that used to go around real quickly. They know about me and my Rolling C, about how I used to go around the street, how I used to have them encounters with them different types of ladies. They would come and travel around quick to see me. Things got a little bit out of hand, and when I was about 21 years old, came from New York City, money-making Manhattan, and I just kept on going on my stroll. Went on with it too long. That the pastor knocked at my mom's door was like, your son been fornicating too much, so I'm gonna pray for him. He need to change everything the way he been living. Man, it was just because some nights I've been lonely, and I've been known to use the gift of the gab. Everything I knew about what I've been going on with around my past. Even though things around used to make me feel sad, now I'm glad that I went back to the way that I always been. Y'all know who I am. Yeah, y'all know who I be. Like I said, you need to call me Mr. ECP up in the game. Mr. ECP up in your brain. Mr. ECP up in the game. Mr. ECP up in the brain. Mr. ECP up in the game. Mr. ECP up in your brain. In your brain. Man, check it. I've been known to get up in the brain real quick. Like I said, let my mind take a journey through your head while you lay asleep in your bed. Take a solace to yourself about fantasies you never had. That was the midnight desire. Back when I came with blasts from the last minute suggestion. Mr. ECP up in the game. Mr. ECP up in your brain.
Economic corporate pimp.
No, that's who he is. That's who Mr. ECP is, man. I still don't know what them abbreviations mean.
Man, you know what? You'll find out sooner later.
Nah, man.
Need to listen to the song closer.
Man, but I'm saying, I know it stands for something.
Yeah,
it
stands for something.
I'm Jotso. You will find out what it stands for in a minute, sucker.
Economic corporate
man, but you know what, Jotso, man? Them abbreviations sound familiar.
Economic corporate pimp.
They are familiar, man. You know what? I'm about to get up out of here. I got to go.
Economic corporate pimp.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, owner of Mint Mobile. It's the holidays, and the big wireless companies are busy spending billions on advertising. At Mint, we're not into wasting money, so we bought this spiffy stock footage for $500. Our footage also came with another hand, so we can let you know if you switch to Mint, you'll get 3 months free on all of our plans, even unlimited. Feels like that deserves an exclamation point. Whoa. Easy. Easy.
We'll be right back. What is an overpass? Come on. Question, is that an S or a 5?
I think it's a 5.
I thought so. Frustration loading.
Nobody wants more robot tests, but we could all use more ways to save.
Star Latte for Rob Ott or Rob Ott.
Error, human.
Switch to Geico for more ways to save.
looking for Jamaica. Hello and welcome. I'm Bob Proctor, and I am really proud and very pleased to be part of The Secret. You see, The Secret literally changed my life around 45 years ago, and for the past 38 years, I have traveled all over the world helping people understand The Secret. The law of attraction is always working. You can never escape it. Everything that comes into your life, you're attracting into your life. And you see, as we understand The Secret, then we can sit down and dictate exactly what we want to come into our life. And with absolute certainty, it will arrive. Let's stop and think of who we are, what we are. You see, I said I am Bob Proctor. The truth is I'm not really Bob Proctor. Bob and Proctor are two words. That's my name. But it's not me. I might look at myself and say, this is me. But this isn't Bob Proctor. This isn't me either. You've never heard anybody phone into work and say, body's not coming in today, it's sick. You've never heard anyone say, am hand. We say, my hand, my name, my job. These are things we have, but it's not me. See, I am a soul, a spirit, non-physical, and I live in this physical body, and I have the ability to dictate the vibration that my mind and body will be in. You see, vibration is a law of the universe. This entire universe operates by law. There are no accidents. And vibration decrees, the law of vibration, that we literally live in an ocean of motion. Absolutely nothing rests. Everything moves. Everything's vibrating at one speed or another. And we can move into a positive or a negative vibration. We use the word feeling to describe the conscious awareness of the vibration we're in. If you hear a person say, I'm not feeling very well, what they're really saying is, I am in a negative vibration. When you hear a person say, I feel so good, what they're really saying is, I'm in a positive vibration. Now, do you know, when you're in a negative vibration, the only energy you can attract to you is like energy. You're going to attract negative situations into your life. When you're in a positive vibration, the only thing you can attract into your life are things that are in harmony with you, positive things. So let's think about this for a moment. Our body is a molecular structure. It's a mass of molecules in a very high speed of vibration. Mind is movement, and body is the manifestation of that movement. You and I have the conscious ability to choose the images that we're going to hold in our mind. We tap into an infinite source of supply, and we choose our thoughts. We can pick up other people's thoughts, or we can originate thoughts. And when we bring those thoughts together, we create ideas. I can create an idea in my mind of myself having anything I want. And then as I take that idea and impress it upon my subconscious mind, which is universal intelligence, I not only affect my body, but I affect this entire universe. Now, I know that most of us have such a small picture, a small image of ourselves, that we have a difficult time believing that we would actually affect the entire universe. But we do. Do you know that thought waves are cosmic waves that penetrate all time and space? And when I think something, I control the vibration I'm in. And when I control the vibration I'm in, I control what I attract into my life. If I want greater wealth, I just have to see it coming into my life. I've been given a magnificent imagination. And through the use of my imagination, I can create, originate pictures in my mind. I can see myself in beautiful relationships. I can see myself experiencing wonderful success. I can see money coming to me through multiple sources on a continuous basis. You see, I dictate what I see. Do you know, Viktor Frankl was a Jewish psychiatrist that spent the war years in a concentration camp. Now, I don't suppose anyone has ever experienced more physical and intellectual abuse than those people that were in those camps. But Viktor Frankl pointed out in a marvelous book, Man's Search for Meaning, that no one could cause him to think something he didn't want to think. And you know, all the great leaders, all down through history, as far back as you want to go, have been in complete and unanimous agreement on one point, that we become what we think about. Now, why is that so? Because we have the freedom to think anything we want. We can originate thoughts, or we can pick thoughts just out of the ether. And we can internalize those thoughts. We can bring them together and build beautiful ideas, or we can build terrible ideas. But the ideas we build are going to determine the vibration we're in. And the vibration we're in is going to dictate the energy that we attract to us. Now ask yourself, what do you really want? Think about it for a moment. What kind of relationships do you want? What kind of health do you want to experience? Do you want prosperity? What kind of a business do you want? Do you know that you are the architect of your life? You truly are. And you can tap into this infinite source of supply, and it is an infinite source of supply. I think one of the most magnificent authors of the past 500 years was a man named Thomas Troward. And he talked about the spirit of opulence. And he talked about us tapping into the infinite. And he said, when you are drawing from the infinite, you can never take more than your share. Abundance is your birthright. But understand this. You will never attract into your life something that is not in harmony with you. And so if you want more, if you want greater wealth, greater health, more meaningful relationships, make up your mind right now that you're going to build the image of what you want, and you're going to hold on to that image, and you're going to stay in that vibration. This entire universe is an orderly universe. Energy attracts like energy. So just understand that the good that you want is already here. All you have to do is get in harmony with it. And you do that through your own thinking. It's absolutely phenomenal when you stop and think about it. Build the image of the world you want to live in. Watch the film, The Secret, over and over again. Go to the website, The Secret TV. Because all of the products that they're offering you are going to help you alter your conditioning, change your habitual way of thinking. And when you do that, you have changed your world. I did that 45 years ago. I was just a young man, but I was given a book, and the book helped me establish a purpose for my life. It helped me understand myself. And you're going to attract according to your belief. Now, you might not really believe in yourself, but if you keep studying, you're going to be absolutely amazed with yourself. You see, our belief system is based upon our evaluation of something. And the more we reevaluate a situation, the more our belief about that situation will change. I want you to reevaluate the laws that govern your being. Start to understand the law of vibration. See how the law of attraction and the law of vibration are really, in truth, the same law. You can only attract to you the things that vibrate in harmony with you. I'll look forward to meeting you in open programs that we conduct, that Secret are going to promote. And I look forward to meeting you on another series of videos that this company is offering. The Secret is phenomenal. It's waking up the world. This is Bob Proctor. Thank you.
reality smacks you in the face and knocks you on your behind. Bang! Yo, wanna smack back, clack, cat. Represent Cadillac to the fullest. Don't know about this nigga when he represent pool quick. Oh, you niggas wanna come at me? Yo, I flash red and you niggas look like y'all a fucking bull. I wish you could come and try to stop a nigga like me from getting my grind on, my hustle on. Y'all niggas know about Keno, man, fucking strong. Niggas know when I check, I check like on stone. You niggas better get ready for the boom man. There it is for you niggas, have that run in your mouth, you can throw back. Throw a nigga back, run back, throw the nigga like a running back. Call me Barry Sanders, cause I used to stay in Detroit, Michigan, and maybe you can say I'm a little bit like Lois Taylor. Cause I'm the type of nigga that'll make a move, and I've been in the blue and red ever since school. Yo, I done paid my dues, so I got something for all you dudes that don't know about my news. Hickle, you niggas running your mouth, and you niggas be running around like you getting gunned down. This is dark music for you niggas out there running your mouth. Yeah, I'm about a raging. If you niggas don't know about this nigga right here, wait a minute, let me get you niggas real quick. Why you niggas be running your lips? Be sitting around thinking y'all popping up shit, but y'all niggas ain't doing nothing but just getting lost and left and falling. When I represent, keep coming to live. Yeah, I'ma do this shit off the top of my mind. Why you niggas out there be hiding the truth? I'm gonna confront you when I shoot. Mr. 239 on a track. Here it is for you niggas, your brain go crack. Niggas don't know when I come through. Here it is for you niggas out there. Yo, niggas get crushed back. Break a nigga up like a fucking bread. You niggas ain't ready for me, you better guard your head. Guard your leg, guard your neck. Cause when it's time for me, y'all gon' give me all the respect. This is dark music for you niggas out there running your mouth, and you thought that you could refuse it. Hear niggas out here when I start spitting, make niggas stay bruised up quick. This is dark music if you niggas don't know when I represent. I'm coming through, y'all niggas blew quick. Niggas get blew up like I done shot a fuse up. Niggas be like, oh, 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 oh. Pop niggas in they dome, and they niggas don't know when it's time for me to represent. I get it on. You niggas coming through don't know about what's going on inside my door. And for you niggas don't wanna bring it up to me, back, back, break it back. Niggas say they clap back. Y'all niggas fat back. Make niggas fall back like a stretch back. So relax niggas like a jacuzzi. It's amusing to me about you dudes in this industry with that weak shit on that pew shit. Niggas be on some bullshit. You niggas out there wet behind your ears when it's time to spit. Me, I spit this shit professionally. Niggas ain't ready for me. You can't mess with me. Don't try to mess with the 239. Your ass will be fell down, and you be wondering how he keeps coming on the beat. All you niggas out there don't know what the fuck I told you. I identify this ass beat. This is dark music. It ain't crump music. This is dark music. Dark music for all you niggas out there don't know. Yeah, I'm about arranging. All you niggas out there, y'all niggas wanna fuck with me. I carry guns in my head like the Ranger. Dark music. To arranging. Dark music. To arranging. Dark music. To arranging.
Yo, what up, y'all? Y'all now in tune into Fresh Fridays, man, and this is the WIBSRadio.com, the station where reality slaps in the face and knocks you on the behind. Well, man, I tell you what, man, things is crazy right now, man. The mountains always be having blackouts, man. Like right now, it's a major blackout right now around here. I'm like in the dark right now. Got my little lantern light right here in front of me going. But, yep, so one of them situations. It's kind of sometimes why I be saying that sometimes I wish I would have never moved from the beach, the ocean. Because when a blackout happened around here, It would be more easier if I had somebody here with me, but just me and just me by myself, man. No female here with me to, I mean, I remember when we stayed in Mount Zion in the 3-bedroom house, like we got a blackout and me and my wife and my 2 daughters was there. And I remember I had to go down to the basement and had to play the hero. We were staying in a house that seemed like it was paranormal activity. I mean, in a way that 3-bedroom house kind of was like haunted or something. I don't know. But it seemed like something, you know, because like the power was always going out and I had to go down in the basement and go down there. And I remember one night a blackout happened around the whole town. And I had to like make sure my 2 little girls was comforted and they weren't freaking out because it was dark in the house. And I had to go and light up all the candles up, man, and put a lantern in their room and was putting lanterns around the house. It was lanterns around the house that, you know, like people would be having when they're camping. And I remember they were, I think the girls had fallen asleep and we went and put candles in their rooms. And they, like I went outside, like, I went outside with my wife and she had gotten in the Equinox and cut the car on. She was smoking a cigarette, man, out there in the car. And it's a blackout around here, like. And it was just me by myself here in this 2-bedroom apartment, man. So it was big enough, but anyway, man, it's Fresh Fridays, and tell you, man, I'm serious. Like, sometimes I wish I would have never made a decision. I should have just stayed here by myself, man. And you know, my daughter should have just stayed there, man. You know, I really wish that, you know, I just really wish that I wouldn't have even left, man, because I didn't know I was going to get out here at the mountains and my wife's going to decide to leave me and my daughters, man. And like these other people around here, when they got this blackout to happen, they got somebody with them. Me, I'm like just stuck in here and took the damn antibody pills, man. All my power off, man. Set an estimate time for the power to come back on, fetch and text. My phone said it'd be 10 p.m., man, so I got to sit here for these matter of hours without power, man. And I hope that my phone will be able to last for 3 hours. Who knows, man? I'll probably be asleep out the damn radio show anyway. The power will probably be back on anyway. It just really sucks at times. Stuck in this damn place by myself. I always gotta be stuck somewhere by my damn self. Another damn fucking town, state. No fucking body around. Shit, man. I would have rather been in fucking New York, man, or California somewhere, or Texas. It'd be fucking whack shit, man. I always got to deal with fucking females fucking leaving me and shit. I wonder, was this guy playing for me to keep just having wife to walk out of my life and not come back every freaking different certain amount of years, man. First wife left me in 2009. Second wife left me 2021. Shit getting old, man. I tell myself, yeah, you know, man, everything will be all right. Well, it's not. Freaking not, man. Just always got to deal with strange-ass situations, man. I'm trying to find the beat now, man. I'm just trying to stroll through. I don't got no power in here, so I gotta do this the best way I can.
So good, take your time, bro. Ain't in a rush.
And it feels like a curse. It's like, I can't get no other woman. And I don't understand. It's like a curse, man. Man, if I wouldn't have changed my life the way I live, man, I'd be out there, be outside right now with my 9mm busting at people, man. Just for the hell of it. For real, man. Somebody wanna take my wife away from me, man, I'd be out there busting at every fake ass dude, man. Yeah, man, I'll let you take this to the face.
Tell that, hold that, hit that, hold that. It's that nigga that's always on phone, that for a big back. Everybody just said that the nigga always gonna get back. Nigga that just an old nigga stand. Rolls on records, 8 million fleet. Everything that these niggas just wanna say, damn niggas ain't me. Can't live through my life. It's like it just went to blackout. Blackout, ain't nobody around. Everybody just wanna say what's really gonna go down. When you go by yourself, feeling so lonely. Everybody just say, who really gonna go on me? Deal with anything that's built up. Nigga always just running up. Sitting up. Everything, yeah, the nigga just walk. Just going to drink. Yeah, just taking a drink. And don't even think. Cause there's so much going on in the world right now. So many things going on other side. The family, as I just ride, everybody just say, man, this nigga knew. anything for granted. As I just spit, everybody just see that I landed. So many shots that I've been taking. So many blows that they just go mistaken. Let me leave you when it's easy with your woman. She throw blows on the side. And one minute thinking that she love you. Then she don't love you. Then she love me. She love me not. Don't even know what to think about. Everything that a nigga just go when I live with God. Ain't nobody really gonna go and live the way that we always gotta live. Cause we go through so many struggles and tribulations. Everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just go on a spaceship. You just start ripping and going off the head. Ripping off the mic, everybody just say, yeah, that nigga got fire when they touch the mic. You might get burned. If you gon' point, get it close so I can learn what they gon' learn. How you the nigga that's always just gonna be nothing, nothing that spread. Yeah, it spreads just like it's a fungus. Growing weed like it's a fungus. Outside and everybody just see that the nigga just keep spitting. Just keep going live. Keep going live off the line. Yeah, they know that it's the line that they used to hear on flow off Merc 79. When it was Merc 79, WIBS. Life seems like it's a test every time that you're thinking that you're just gonna get something and you're gonna invest. But you can't even just go with everything that they just wanna go and they just wanna test. Yeah, they just wanna just say that they're gonna rip it out your chest. Rip nothing out. I'll rip a nigga long out. I'll rip his leg off. A thousand ways to die. Just don't measure all. How many times it take a nigga to die? How many times it take a nigga to just go around and people see that his brain didn't got fried? Brains are about to die. Yeah, cause I died and came back. Everybody just say, yeah, this nigga always just wanna rhyme like he don't care about nobody else if they try to be in the limelight. I hear the nigga always just gonna spit it right. Always gonna do it. Everybody just say, do you do it? Everything that is just so fitting to it. Feeling like it's just getting so weaker. It's getting worse before it get better. Ain't nobody really gonna go with the level. I am the nigga that's always just gonna be on another level. To just get all of them, cause I know the devil. He always trying to send somebody at you. Send somebody at you any type of way. That they just don't even know that it's nothing but the pain that steals me. Ain't nobody ever gonna defeat me. Everything that this nigga just going like I'm on around weekly. Rhyming every year, rhyming every summer, every winter, every fall. Yeah, they know that that nigga ain't gonna fall. If I just rhyme on the beat, ain't no hook to the beat. Everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just rhymes like the pro's supposed to be. Who's even gonna go and flow and deep? This is that nigga that just go and I just explode. And everybody just say, dang, they can't even go. Can't go with a nigga because I'll be set with the fire. Set with the flame. We in the maze. Let them walk in the maze. Yeah, they walking in the word. No, they can't go into ways. Many ways that I look back. If I just take that, I take the beat and I scratch that. Let it just come back. Everybody just say, yeah, this nigga always is gonna even blow back. Leave him dead on his back. Yeah, they going in the casket. Time to put them in the ground. Everybody just say, yeah, the shovel never to be found. Disease and get them out the ground. They gon' have to to dig them back up. Like they just trying to dig other roots back up. Dig it back up and put it back together. That means everything that these niggas just see me sharpen my level. Everything that these niggas just wanna go and get a breath of. I ain't a nigga that just make a mess of. We know about the real gonna go talk though. Yeah, this nigga just put the light on. Tell me to hang it up. Because this nigga always is gonna bring it up. Gonna bring it up and I'm gonna slam on it. And I'm gonna slam it like they see a dunk on it. Don't give a damn, but the niggas just know that I'm yo, send me damn. I got me a gun, ready to spray. Ready to knock somebody on their damn ass. Everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just goes like he's on bad. Don't even care about a nigga if he's saying that he got something that'll work out on the nigga. Don't even worry about nigga trying to work out on me. Before he get it out, he better hope he can get it out. Because if he don't, I might break his hands in the process. Everything that the niggas just say, that they niggas just wanna go invest. But they can't invest, because they mind is not no interest. Everything that the niggas just go with a hope for him. Go for the ends meet. Yeah, everybody just see me meet. On a meet and greet, like you just trying to go and meet up with something, something so lovely, and it looking so scrumptious. Everything that the nigga would say, yeah, it's nothing but lunches, not lunches, call it as nothing but strategy. Everything, yeah, they thinking that they have me, they can't even go with anything that the nigga. Blowing up the head on the top of the feet. Everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just blow. And I just blow. Go off the head, go off the dome. They don't sleep, we always stay going. And everybody just see that we always strong. Always growing in any type of condition, any type of time. Who really gonna go and go put it down? The way that we put it down. Yeah, we knock it down. Knock it down like Jesus at the door. Ain't nobody gonna come now. They ain't gotta come. It don't matter. They ain't gotta just be at the door. We the niggas that'll just knock it off the hinges. Knocking their jaws off. Matter of fact, knocking it loose. Just like my homeboy said when I just hit him in the side of the face. Side of the face, and I shook his face. That means shook his face, and it was dang, yeah, his face, and it was on another side of the face. It was on his right side of his cheek when I hit him.
Ain't a way cut down. DJ Flash, make the money flip.
As my film don't hit the pad, and I live and display the life that I've been living in. Take your mind through a tunnel that will never end. Why you lose, I don't understand what I'm displaying. Make you feel like, yo, your mind wanna go back into a zone where you think of the way when you was a kid, the things you did and things that you had to do and the things you hid from. That's why I wish I was a kid again. Wouldn't worry about these weird situations. That's why I wish I was a kid again. Wouldn't worry about these weird situations. Then I go back into the time of a mind state. Thinking back to times when I used to be wondering about how I'll be able to create. Think about all the things that took me back in the past. I thought about the present, now I think about some of the things I write on this pad. Man, I'm predicting my future, where I'm gonna be at. Sometimes I wish I was a kid again. I wouldn't have to worry about these situations. Sometimes I wish I was a kid again. Wouldn't worry about these situations. I'm talking about times when I was going around wondering what I was gonna have faith in, what I was gonna have belief in.
was I gonna be doubting on things that I was gonna be succeeding? But most people didn't understand, that's why I wish I was a kid again. Wouldn't worry about these situations. I wish I was a kid again. Wouldn't worry about these situations. Man, I'm talking about the time that I was wondering if what would happen if I go outside and start displaying myself with a boombox that was displayed and gave to me by my brother Corey Dawg. Man, I wish I was a kid again. Wouldn't have to worry about the weird situations. Man, I wish I was a kid again. I wish I was a kid again. I'm like, man, I was wondering what was gonna be under the Christmas tree when the holidays used to come. I used to be like, man, I wonder is a record deal gonna be for me when I wake up the next morning. Man, that's why I wish I was a kid again. Wouldn't have to worry about the situations. I wish I was a kid again. Wouldn't have to worry about these situations. Man, I'm like, man, yo, would I ever be driving to work no more when I was young, man? I used to sneak in my mom's car, man, and listen to the radio with some fella I had to drive it. Man, I wish I was a kid again. Wouldn't have to worry about these situations. Man, I wish I was a kid again. Wouldn't worry about these situations. When I was sin and wink hating, my mom told me to drive her car to take my sister to her boyfriend's, better yet her baby dad crib, to see what was going on while he answered his phone quick. Man, I wish I was a kid again. Wouldn't have to worry about these situations. Man, I wish I was a kid again. Wouldn't have to worry about these situations.
It started on a cold day, cold night. Everybody just saying that the nigga just go and the nigga just right. When I fell in love with her, I couldn't really understand what we're doing with her. Couldn't even go with anything that was going on with her. But we made it all work. You made it all work for the better and the worse. Far I guess going through the worst before it gets great. Sometimes you don't know when it's gonna get better. But they always know. You always gotta stay with your head to the sky. Your ground to the toes. Everything that a nigga say, that a nigga just go and he ain't gonna blow. As we just go, everything has always been told. Going from the mental, everybody just saying that the nigga just go like he just writing with a pencil. And it's just in the sky. Everybody see it just high. Yeah, them niggas just don't even know that the nigga just flow. I gotta go get mine, I gotta get my paper, and I gotta get my money, and I gotta go about my business. When I go about my business, everybody just say, hey, the nigga be on the job, don't bother him, and don't get in his way when he's on his job. When I do my job, I do it well. When I do it well, everybody just wanna go and they just wanna run to the well, cause they seeing that you're doing better than them. Oh well, ain't nobody really gonna get with him. Ain't nobody else never gonna be the greater him. It's just for him that keeps me walking. That mean everything that I just stay talking. Ain't nobody really gonna go talk. Everybody just wanna go and they can't walk. Yeah, they can't say what they words when they say things. Just to understand everything that the nigga just say, that the nigga got a plan. Got a plan to make me some grand. Make me some grand to make all the babies and homies sticky. What I choose in this life. W What I choose is what I want to use to. No, it ain't used to. Get a lot of loose screws. And they want to find them screws. When I go back and they just want to look back at the old school. Why I was looking to the old school. You knew you were going straight to that new school. Look what it's doing for you. And I ain't gonna be like you. Ain't gonna be like the in crowd. Everybody else wanna go with everything. Everybody coming with a new style, but the niggas ain't with everything that a nigga just came with. And I just go in around with a shit. Everybody just go, you're the cheap shit. When it's on the other side, but if you ready to go down with it, I don't think they know with it. The AMP started off. Everybody didn't know what we were starting with on the calls and then rushing to everybody that is going to just know a discussion. Who is this person? Who are these people that's all in front of us? When we was in front of the World Congress Center, everybody was just looking at us like we just was a platter and a dinner. She was looking like something she could eat. Yeah, I know she knew I was trying to eat. But I'm always set to eat. There's a beach just river from the east. Everybody just say that the nigga just know for lease. No, I go for more, not least. Niggas gotta be up on their lease. Matter of fact, they contract everything what they wanna just go. With a special attack, stay on the beat, stay on attack. Play the loudest on the sheets. Everybody just wanna be like, they wanna be a contender, and they just wanna knock a nigga off. They came out nothing. Everything that a nigga just say, that a nigga always just gonna run. Yeah, we never falling off from nothing. I'm a nigga that's always just gonna be that nigga rhyming. When I go with my rhyming niggas, I done just be like, dang, they can't get with a nigga because a nigga always rhyming and the nigga always throwing. When the nigga always throwing, do they really know it? Knowing the time that a nigga put in. They don't know the time where the nigga put in, so what a nigga doing. Do a nigga in, ain't nobody running in. Niggas wanna run up, yeah, the nigga get done up. Everybody just say, yeah, the nigga just goes in the flow down from the sun up to sun down. Who really gonna go with the sound? Everything, how a nigga put it down. This is that nigga that just gonna take it down. Yeah, just tear it down. Yeah, just about to come and sound. Everybody just say, what is the toxin? Everything that a nigga just gonna stop him. Stop him into the ground. Yeah, take him a turn. Everything that a nigga just wanna say is coming from the earth. What's worth? Niggas wanna think it's really worth it. We're looking at the purpose. Everybody's looking at they looking so nervous. Everything that a nigga just going curving. Like a nigga just getting sick and tired of it. Just saying that I just thought I just reviewed the 86. That mean everybody just getting just kicked out. Kick him out of life. Kick him off anything. Everybody just wanna go look right. Look at everything. It don't always go out the way that you picture it. Always, every nigga's always just wanna talk about something. Only nigga always just gonna just leave the niggas jumping, and the niggas just wanna go if they wanna take a something.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. That's it right there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. to turn now. You did it again.
I'm out of here.
Man, hold on, man. I want to travel with you, man. I want to go with you with this. Hey,
you can't go with me on this one.
Come on, man. Let me do it.
Nah, man. You can't do it.
Have you ever been spaced out before? Have you ever been spaced out before?
Yeah, have you?
Not like that kind of spaced out. What do you mean? What kind of spaced out you mean, man?
Spaced out in a place looking around, trying to figure out what's really on going around. Is he spinning around, or could it be the alcohol or the smell of the marijuana roaming out? No, it ain't the smell of the marijuana, microphone aroma. It's just the smell of a lot of people discovering that you don't understand it. When you get spaced out, somebody get pushed away. Pushed way out, leave them out in another surface. Put them back on orbit. Y'all know about me, I am a new sun star and I'm waving. 5-pointed, y'all know how I be represent live and I'm on it. This is something that I've been doing ever since I've been jumping on the moons and planets. I remember at the age of 6, my first time leaving the earth is scared. Out of me, I started wondering, where am I going? Am I spaced out? Why is it when I wake up, everything around is a whole bunch of whiteness in front of me? It's like a cubicle. Hey, yo, somebody help me. I'm still going and I'm trying to figure out, when can I come back? Hey, how can I go be the age of 6 again? And everything I've seen at the age of 6, I've seen at the age of 33. So spaced out. I'm so spaced out. I'm so spaced out. Yo, who are you out here talking to anyway? Yo, Merc dude, you don't want to talk to me like that, dude, cause I'm gonna handle it any way I have to do it, dude. Dude, I'll wham you and put you inside of a record and scratch you. Wait a minute, Merc, you need to stop trying to fight against your own personalities, man, you freaking me out. Yo, 239, don't even go there, dude. Sometimes you have fights with your own personalities too at the same time. Well, Merc, man, I don't go through nothing like that to blow my mind. But, yo, dude, you need to just sit back and don't think about what's going on. Let's enjoy the time, man. What are we doing right now? Merc, man, dude, I told you I'm so spaced out. 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 What do you do? I'm so spaced out. Where you landing? I'm so spaced out. Jump to the chain. Everybody know when it's time for the Merc to come. Keep spinning their brain. Everybody said that DJ ain't gonna never go to sleep. Well, let's see. Monty predicted it at the age of 5 and 6 years old that Merc 79 was gonna be wanting to be addicted to a record. And I just can't get away from it. It's like a high that won't go away. Sometimes I feel like I'm in a zone and the records is just me and the records and we having a wonderful day. Merc, man, I done told you, you done lost it too many times. 239, get out of here, dude. Don't even go there, man. How the relationship and you and the microphone going? The work and the me, relationship with me and the microphone. Merc, man, you know what I am. I'm so, so spaced out. I'm 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 so spaced out. Where you, man? I'm so spaced out. Where you going? I'm so spaced out. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. I'm so spaced out. I'm so spaced out. I'm so spaced out. Yo, 239, dude. Man, what do you mean spaced out, dude? I mean, who is the dude?
You know who I am, man. Jasso.
Get out of my stash.
Hey, man.
Get your hand off my stash. Get your hand off my stash.
Yeah.
You're going inside of my stash. Take my stash.
proud of my status. No more, you can't see another thing. Yeah, where I'm getting ready to go. Getting ready to unfold and let you know how I'm getting ready to smack your soul. Everybody know when I attack, attack mode, back mode, pack mode, break your back mode. All your MC thoughts ain't nothing stop this down the way that Kino stack on, my smack on. Yeah, I got the type of stats on in the back of my mental. Yeah, when it's time for me to pull out the stances, a lot of people act like they going insane, yo. So I make them feel like, yeah, my veins are made, they don't miss flow. Yeah, when it's time for me to represent, I got out so many stances, they wondering, yo, you ain't the stats yet. My stats is wherever I have it at. My stats is places where y'all can't grab it at. Where's my stats at? Places where y'all can't have it at. Where's my stats at? My stats is wherever I have it at. Where's my stats at? Where's my stats at? Where's my stats at? My stats is wherever I have it at. Yo, check it, I still do my thing. I feel a lot of people used to ask me whatever I bring. Yes, that's all I can bring. I'm like, man, it's all y'all lame. I got so much inside of my brain. Make me feel like everything is running over. Yeah, y'all understand about Mr. Keto. Yeah, drown your queen just like a flood mud. All y'all MCs out there thought that y'all can stop when it was time for me to represent. Now y'all looking rushed up. Yeah, y'all getting run through the rubbish. Trying to figure out my adventure quick. Would I be a bitch to make a lot of people feel like, yeah, is that really what he really said? Hey, quick, man, I spit from the top of my mouthpiece, my tongue carries enough for thoughts to get a money like both. Where's my stash at? My stash is where I have it at. Where's my stash at? My stash is wherever I have it at. Can you find my stash? Where's my stash at? My stash is where I have it at. You can't be talking about where my stash at. Where my stash at? Where's my stash at? Where my stash at? Where I have it at. Man, a lot of people used to talk trash about me and said that I didn't have enough to go along. A lot of people said that I was too old. A lot of people said that whatever I did wasn't gonna be able to make it or be able to be sold. I remember a lot of people used to tell me that I wouldn't even be able to make it on a teacher roll or off the teacher roll. So they used to say that my style must have been like S-H-I-T. I guess it was, because all of a sudden I got the sense to make everybody go crazy when they hear my talk speaking dollars. Talk about enough to make y'all wanna follow up. Said it, y'all can follow up. Follow up my mental inside of my head. I'm holding enough information like an orientation. Y'all know the interview. Where my stash at? My stash is at wherever I have it at. Where my stash at? My stash is wherever I have it at. Where my stash at? My stash at? Where my stash at? My stash is where I have it at. Where's my stash at? Where's my stash at? Where's my stash at? It's
only on. Get off my stand! Somebody get him!
Y'all know what it is right here. I done left the planet. I done left the planet. I left it. I don't care about it.
It's gone.
Don't care where the MCs don't know me. Mr. 239 is going to move across the galaxy. See, y'all don't know me, Mr. 239 surely. I must not be in reality or live in reality, because all the things that I have to deal with daily. I'm talking about, I got that type of life that's kinda like abnormal to me. Because everything that's supposed to be normal that used to be in celebrity or becoming famous or becoming, create a career oriented that everybody will support you. But sometimes you don't get that same kind of support. So I guess I'm a spaceman. I'm a spaceman. I'm a spaceman. They can't get see me. I'm a spaceman. I'm a spaceman. I'm a spaceman, man. I'm just floating, man. To let y'all know why I'm a spaceman. Y'all ready to hear it? In the JC Lounge, I made a song called Spaced Out. Because all the things that used to make my face feel like it had a frown. Everybody used to thought that Mr. 239 was not the one in the town. Everybody didn't know what went down. Everybody thought that Mr. 239 was gonna be that one that keep on coming, locking ground. I got to shock the ground, I like the sound, and everybody
times when I'm working so hard and it's at another time frame and another weather season. Everybody act like I'm not doing shit, and then I just go around and echo in the silence. I make so many inventions from the top of my headpiece and my brain cells and my head glands that everything is set. I'm a spaceman, I'm a spaceman, I'm a spaceman. Believe me, I'm a spaceman, I'm a spaceman, I'm a spaceman. Believe me, I'm a spaceman, I'm a spaceman. Hey yo, 639, dude. What are you doing up here, dude? Dude, what are you doing up here right now, dude? Man, Mark, I told him I was a spaceman.
I'm a spaceman, I'm a spaceman, I'm a spaceman. Believe me, I'm a spaceman, I'm a spaceman, I'm a spaceman. Believe me, I'm a spaceman.
How many people thought that word for record was about real and stuff?
my head fuck, I would like cantaloupe. Hey man, I mean, what's up with that, man? I mean,
sometimes when you say you got something, you want to tell somebody, you want to tell them, they're like, man, we don't want to hear that.
They might be like,
who the hell
would
you say?
Yeah. They definitely will. They stuck in the way.
No stop signs. That means you think you stop me from getting money. I don't see no stop signs. And plus for me making my moves quickly, I don't see no stop signs. Yeah.
Hey yo man, I'ma move on there, man, without even paying attention. You know
I don't see no stop signs.
I'ma
get that money.
I'm wide open with it, man. You know what I mean?
I'ma keep making moves.
Yeah. Right.
Man, come on, man. What this spec, man?
Spurred up, man.
Man, don't see no stop signs.
Right.
He ain't gonna stop.
You know what I mean?
I'm just moving. As I make my moves faster than cruise control. While all these dudes I hit don't understand, I'm missing you on the show. Making all y'all feel like my shoes been sold. Boy, y'all better stand back. I don't see no stop signs. No stop signs. No stop signs. Starting that rockin' live, dropping it live. Thinking all y'all feel like you get shot in the drop. Once you hit me, man, with the rhyme. Making everybody feel like they wanna fall back. So check it out. I don't see no stop signs. That means all y'all out there, y'all better get locked and gone and blown behind. As I keep on going on with my thoughts and they keep moving. Yo, I got that type of flow to keep you going like the 70s. That means I stay on point. That means if any of y'all wanna think you can stop me, man, I've been doing my thing ever since I was 90s in my 90s. Making all y'all feel like, yeah, this 239 too grimy. So that means I ain't gonna stop, man, ain't gonna stop, son. I don't see no stop, son. You in the way trying to stop me from getting money.
I don't see no stop, son.
You in the way thinking you can stop me from going through. I just go through you like a hollow point. Making all y'all feel like you swallowed everything that makes you 39 feet on. Because, like I said, I don't see no stop sign. I don't see no stop sign. I don't see no stop sign. That means that if you out there thinking you can stop everything that I bring from the top of my mind, this something to make y'all feel like you get dropped. And most of y'all going behind. Yo, take it. It's a power lump to make all you feel like you found much. Thinking you can stop the way that Mr. 239 representing. Call me the director of music. Why everybody thinking they can stop everything that I've been doing? Man, just because you hear me, just because you ain't see me, just because I ain't doing what him doing. Doing what them doing, yo check it man, I'm gonna always keep doing what you always been doing. While y'all out there still trying to figure out what can make you more famous or more richer or more noticed and noticed. Mr. 239 representing, and like I said, I don't see no stop sign. No stop sign. No stop sign.
The station where reality slaps you in the face and knocks you on the behind. Wham! One, get ready to come.
Oh, I like this.
Two, get ready to grow. Three, we're giving you plenty of energy.
Yeah, man, y'all ever had one of them situations where you did something so long that it growed on you?
This hip-hop life is my coaster. I've been knowing I was gonna achieve great heights, blow up in my culture.
My coaster.
This hip-hop life is my culture. I've been known I was gonna achieve great heights, blow up in my culture. As I can go back into the past of the days of how me and this music been going together for a long time. Like when I started off when I was young, I was addicted to making a whole bunch of tapes, or better yet, addicted to making beats from my tongue. And then recording it on the tape, the cassette deck. And then I try to find a way to find a radio. Couldn't find a radio. So my brother Corey Dog gave me a car stereo with a battery, a car battery in the room. So what I used to do is always play my tapes and see if they had a boom, or see if my voice or anything was gonna be making the right sound to fill the whole room of speakers like a surround sound. Y'all know how I hold it down.
Word up.
This is hip-hop life, this is my culture. I've been known I was gonna achieve great heights, blow up in my culture. Word up, check it. This hip-hop life is my culture. I've been known I was gonna achieve great heights, blow up in my culture, in my culture. As I continue listening to them sounds of the car stereo in my room, I was like, man, one day I'm gonna have the sound that'll go boom. So everybody, you know what I'm gonna do, have the sound to fill the whole room. I'm talking about surround sounds around the place. It started ricocheting back and forth, man. Mr. 239 couldn't stop it. Better yet, it was me by another alias. A lot of people used to wonder, was that really me behind them cassette decks? I'm talking about packs of cassette tapes, decks and radios and times and things that kept on going. I'm talking about times when I was feeling at my lowest, at my most depressed, man. All I did was listen to them instruments. Life, this is pop, life is my culture. I've been known I was going to achieve great heights, blow up in my culture. Yeah, check it, word up. This hip hop life is my culture. I've been known I was going to achieve great heights, blow up in my culture, in my culture. Yeah. So while most dudes be forgetting where they come from, sometimes makes people take their heart and run. Man, Mr. 239 keep coming with my thoughts that's gonna continue to run around across the airways. Man, I'm talking about nights I used to go to sleep, and I used to have visions that my voice was moving inside of the power lines like some kind of so-called electricity. But I didn't really understand what was happening during the time when I was in Monroe, NC. I used to have all these types of dreams when I was on stages and rocking crowds and everybody started screaming. When I was doing this, everybody didn't think I was gonna make it come through and manifest. Man, I manifested out. Started out from cassette tape, from mouth and DVDs and CDs. You know how I do it. Mr. 239 always represented. Man, I ain't fell off from this. So, remember one thing about knowing about a culture. If it ain't something in your heart, forget about it.
Word up.
This is pop, it's my life, it's my culture. I've been known I was going to achieve great heights, blow up in my culture. This hip hop life is my culture. I've been known I was going to achieve great heights, blow up in my culture, in my culture. Yeah, check it. This hip hop life is my culture. I've been known I was going to achieve great heights, blow up in my culture,
in my culture.
Yeah, check it. This hip-hop life is my culture. I've been known I was gonna achieve great heights, blow up in my culture, in my culture, in my culture, culture, in my culture.
Smoking 30 million blunts, getting high in spaceships, moving back and forth in and out of centuries.
What?
I'm the star of few
taking
men,
Southwest
history. How can y'all remember me? I'm the one with thoughts to reach the air like staff full of grease. Y'all minds are dry to me. My rhymes are discreetly moving like Galvo Street, but wild G-Street. That means Victoria can't hide a secret from me.
Uh-huh.
Lungs of lyrics reproduction like oversized love on fine ladies.
Uh-huh.
You had your time to speak.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
Now me.
Overseas, over this industry, your producer or weatherman don't know the storm is gonna be. Your music skies, I mean, you wanna test the guard inside of me. Are you out of your mind crazy? Here comes I take a seat. Feel these bullets from the mind, great reach. It's getting way clean, out of my way, why escape galaxy. Thoughts vibrate beats like major earthquakes in Cali. See if you can identify the name, speak. One hand I explode like grenades on MICs. What's your guess? And hey, he used to.
Situation got me racing, boy I'm rushing stages. Run up bones I'm breaking, like crackers, throwing rappers up the asses. Using microphone and bowl and smoking them. I told them what, they didn't want to listen to the cousins. Told them to hush, quit the jokes and stuff. Oh shit, here it come, feel my gun shoot. Big kick, boom, come and get some. Come and get some, for those bumping the girls off the street on. Come and get some, come and get some, come and get some. Yo, come on. What? None of y'all niggas can't stop my words. Once cut, chop, and serve. Right on to women, cause nothing, drop my words. My raw is cut from lots of perverts. Here's how my lyrics shock and hurt. I spit so violent, I got herbs. When did I shoot that kid shot on the curb? Me rhyming draws more attention than ladies well stripped. You got to deserve, so come and get some. Come and get some. For those broken the guns, talk your shit some. Come and get some. Come and get some. For all those broken the guns, talk your shit some. Come and get some, yo. Call the cops and Mr. Thoughts pop. All y'all gonna drop. Yes, I'm on 1,000 blocks. Quickly putting the end into your spot. Here, use the let off shot. Ready to collect gold off top. Here I am, hot from head to toe, skin to soul. I've been on the clock, busy like drug dealer. You on the block, so be on the watch. Before some rushing instrumental goes like Mars. You think you wanna stop? You need to forget about it. Come and get some. Come and get some. For y'all bumping the guns, talking shit song. Come and get some. Come and get some. Come and get some. For all those bumping the guns, talking shit song. Come and get some.
come and get some. Yeah, let 'em know how you do. I'm known to make shows hot quickly, like a bitch wanting my cock money. If he from Mumble, y'all forgot. Fuck y'all, time to open up shop. For groupie hoes on the cop. Think y'all gon' get dough out my pot. Y'all not, I'm prepared to blow all shows spot. With middleweight flowing like C4 block. Many talk much shit, nothing nice to say about me. Close your mouth, X-Lack flows get niggas moving around. Shitting on their tail, can't hold your bow. Thoughts reach out, whoever around. Pull the souls out, bars I spit, brown minds down to the ground. Rhymes to whip MCs down, till my sound knock the fools around till they pass out. Come and get some, come and get some. For those bumping the gun, talking shit song. Come and get some, come and get some. For those bumping the gun, talking shit song. Come and get some.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, yo, turn me up a little bit, son. I don't even hear nothing right now. Hey, yo, turn me up a little bit, man. Hey, yo, man, you need to hear me, man. Word up. You need to hear me right now, man. Get money, get money, get money, get money, get money. 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 Get money, get money, get money.
All black by Chevy. Two in the front, two in the black mask in the back, on the right side of my ass, looking for the ass, that we about to spray the ass. I ain't talking spray paint, I'm talking lead paint, taking lead brand stain, leave the leaking like holes in the water bed, leave them dead, let them get the bullets and the shell, blood smoke looking like a fog. We ain't gon' stop till they body look pushing like lasagna. Call me your honor, you just got convicted. Death was the penalty, fresh to pieces. Every time I spit, chop the pieces. Phone so legendary, guess what? Put the paper down, yeah, I'm so deadly. Cause I want my mother money and I ain't talking funny. I gotta show my mother image to these niggas.
Get money, get money, get money, get money, get money.
I'm all about the team, Don J. Arby's didn't invent the slider. We didn't even invent the sandwich. But we did invent Arby's. So in a way, you're welcome. Arby's, we have the meat.
That means I just go to work. No more thinking cause I got too much pride. It's always work. Going with my life, ain't nobody gonna feel this first. I'm going everything, feel like I'm about to have a mind first. Fun ain't it disgusting. Now everybody see me going like I'm about to crack the crust of the earth. Every time I rhyme from the verse, ain't it worse? No one just told me to rehearse. Gifts in the curse, I told them I could turn it over. Take it from the first time. And I did it with bad time, with the good time. So with the good round, no it ain't no good round. So with the bad round, no it ain't no Michael. Well they know I go ain't no Michael. Jordan 23, when I was 23 I had so much music, they wasn't seeing me. They can get you killed, you don't know what to think about. You just up early in the morning, probably thinking somebody about to try to come and take your life. They can get you killed, because somebody ain't in that mood. They can get you killed when you thinking on the other side. They can get you killed when you always on the other side. They can get you killed, thinking you always on the other side. They can get you killed, thinking too much.
Everybody everybody just wanna say, who is always going with the blank? No, I never play, but they always wanna throw around and say, do you think if I go with my thoughts, I leave everybody dead every time I think it go into my vault? Never mind, over my brain, no, my internet brain. Everybody wanna say, who is this? This girl like he ain't got nothing really in his brain. It's too suffocated, all pain, pain. What the heck is happening? No, too much energy, too much energy.
Chip, oh, ho, hey,
down payment before you shop. Only at Drive Time.
Yeah. 'Twas the night before. Hold up. Let's take this up a notch. 'Twas the night before Super Bowl, and what to my wondering eye should appear but the Super Bowl legends of yesteryear.
Still warming up?
Eli and Peyton, they're up throwing footballs, smacking them legs and destroying them walls.
Hey, what are you doing?
His idea, Dad.
Go to bed.
Thanks a lot.
Montana and Rice relive their old glory while adding Doritos to their Super Bowl story.
Hey guys.
Aitman.
Can I play?
Brought some chips.
Heck no.
When up in the attic there arose such a clatter, you couldn't make that catch.
Easy catch.
Brash on Bettis caused a snack table to shatter.
Oh,
away to the window, Dion ran in a flash. He tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. So get the Doritos.
You guys are all right.
Get the Tostitos, pour salsa, pour queso, get the Lay's and the Cheetos. Now snack away, y'all, because Super Bowl's here and we about to ball. 'Twas the night before Super Bowl, so get the Doritos and get the Tostitos, pour salsa, pour queso, get the Lay's and the Cheetos. Now snack away, y'all, because Super Bowl's here and we about to ball. And don't forget the chips.
Toucan Sam?
Want to see the Fruit Loop world?
Yeah!
Follow me to the loop and let's go explore.
Toucan Sam!
Relic to Sam! Can we come back?
Anytime! Just follow your nose! Fruit Loop, part of a complete breakfast.
Yo, this is Kid Furman, Harry Kane, Street, the Wild Rod Z. Straight knee, KC Street. Straight ball, hawk, word up. Nigga, know what time is. Straight up. Straight motherfucking death ball. We can stand in the water and can't get wet. That squad always got some fly to do it.
Funk freaker, I'm unique, I got soul out my sneaker. I don't be me,
not having it. Back in your style, I'm something drastic. Physically, theoretically, practically speaking, who? Wanna step in the helmet and realm of the Death Squad crew?
Death
Squad. I shoot the gift like Switch, drinking no English. Nigga, you wish you had a style, more distinguished than this. Pits ain't the word, so observe. How I break your flow down to a science to kick it to the curb. First hand surgeon, jungle poetry. You see me, G, we, or E, it's something else, just anatomy. Found the words of motherfucking technology. And we out.
Frito-Lay Variety Packs presents Totally Unrealistic, Never Gonna Happen in a Million Years Mom Fantasies.
Mother, thank you for planning such an enriching camping trip for us.
Please accept this as a token of our appreciation.
Now let us sing to you.
This'll never happen, but this might.
There's like no reception.
I'm not cheered, Ted. Ew, bugs!
Dibs on the Fritos.
Frito-Lay Variety Packs. Packed with possibilities.
Thank you.
What a welcome to the neighborhood.
Wait till you taste my Margie's dessert.
Dessert? I didn't make dessert. Instead, I made some fun.
You've already made the neighborhood fun.
Something.
Going down, I just wanna dance with you, down, I my baby.